wait to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Chang, your host. And the mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness, especially at the time that we're living in now. It is more important than ever that we understand that we're all one and connected. Now, science has been teaching the truth of oneness now for close to 100 years. Quantum physics has been around. But ancient wisdom and spirituality has been teaching the truth of oneness for eons. In essence, what you do to another person, you're literally doing to another aspect of yourself. And when mankind awakens to the universal truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. Today's show topic is The Great Awakening with Laura Eisenhower, Part 2. This is our second conversation within the last few weeks. It's just a lot going on. But like I said to you earlier before we started recording, I'm looking at everything from a higher perspective, and I like to share that higher perspective with the audience. So please share with our listeners what has been happening with you over the past few weeks.
Well, I'm definitely trying to take a higher perspective. There's a lot of realities, though, that, I mean, we're that has manifested that we you know, have to deal with. But I mean, all I can do is put my best foot forward every day and share what I am seeing and what's coming through intuitively, mm-hmm. While not turning a blind eye to, you know, the different events that are taking place. Like, there's a lot there. And
yes,
we got, you know, the pandemic part of it. And then, of course, we have the riots and just how difficult it is for people to process and come to terms with some of these things. The most important thing that I've come to discover is how we communicate with each other is everything, because our words are so powerful. And right now, the astrological alignments are really supporting a big growth period for humanity to master, yes, the throat chakra, how we communicate, to be very careful of trigger words that are going to throw a person into sort of a feeling of offense, feeling offended or feeling insulted. And it has to go both ways. I mean, just like any relationship, two people have to be willing to hold mutual love and respect and integrity. And then we can really work together and address all sorts of issues. I finished a big workshop and just, yeah, keeping up with readings and doing my best to stay balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And but we can get into more detail, but that's kind of just a quick summary of how, yes, things have been since last we talked.
Awesome. And yes, it's true. The third dimension, I know that it's important to be aware of what's going on. So I never turn a blind eye to what's happening, but I always also look at it from the higher perspective. Also, I've been, you know, I think I've shared this with you before. I pretty much listen to a lot of different channel information that resonates is true. And in the last few days, the information that has been coming from different channel information is that, yes, the energies for June are extremely high, and it's affecting the energy is affecting everybody differently. But there actually is a spike in the people that are awakening. Like we say, this is the Great Awakening. And there is a spike of people who are literally awakening. And when I use the term awakening, I mean understanding who they truly are as divine beings and the understanding of oneness. And there's more and more people. Actually, we do not see those people on the news. But what channeled information is coming through saying, the ETs are coming through and saying, yes, you guys are doing it. More and more and more and more people are waking up. But that's not what mainstream news is putting in our face daily. They're putting, of course, they want to put the negative, the people that are now that have these emotions coming up inside of them and they don't know what to do with it. So they run out and join a riot or something like that. Now, peaceful protest has always been a positive step, and there's quite a few peaceful protests also going on. But the rioting, that's just kind of like people feeling this high energy, and then they don't know what to do with it. They just have all this stuff bottled up inside of them, and it's kind of like exploding all over the place. But I also think of this time as a birthing. Humanity is birthing a new earth. And so we're in the midst of labor pains right now, and all of that, penned up emotion has to come out. It has to come out so we can, as a humanity, rise to the next level. So yes, very, very true. Now it's interesting about Black Lives Matter, because when I first heard that term, I have brown skin and this is my vehicle. So I choose a brown car, like you choose the white car for this life experience. I choose a brown car it is just a vehicle. I have never identified with the color of my skin. Now, I love horses and I love dogs. Now, I'm not a cat person, but a lot of people like cats. Now, if you talk about other species on the planet, like horses and cats and dogs, do you think they look at each other and it's like, I don't like you because of the color of your fur? Of course not. Of course not. We, humanity, the only species on the planet that look at color. And to me, it's no different than what color car you're driving. No different. Because this is just, our body is just a temporary vehicle to get around in this life experience. And we have all been every color under the sun. We've all lived hundreds of lives, and we've lived hundreds of experiences as every different color. So I've always embraced the human race. To me, it's one race. Mm-hmm. The human race. So when I first, now I guess it was a couple of years ago, I think it's either the summer of 2016 or 2017, when I first heard the term Black Lives Matter, and my first natural reaction to that, all lives matter, because I could hear a division in that. I'm like, there is no separation. There's no separation, is an illusion. We're all one. So all lives, so of course, and I got, when it first, Black Lives Matter first came out, I'm talking to different family members and different people I know, I never get into a heated debate with anybody, but it's like, no matter what you say, no, that doesn't resonate with me. What resonates with me is all lives matter equally. And you're not moving me from that. I'm grounded in the truth of oneness, and I'm grounded in the truth that I am divine, sovereign. I like to use that word sovereign, especially now. Sovereign, divine being of light. That's who I am. And that's who you are, even if you don't know it. You are, when I say you, I'm talking about the other people. We are all divine, sovereign beings of light. And people are awakening to that truth. When people wake up to like who they truly are, they automatically wake up to the oneness of the universe. And they you become colorblind at that time. It's not, you share from your heart with love. And like you said, it's very important what you just said about how we relate to another. Our words. So we want to be sure we're trying to share the information in love and kindness. And if that person doesn't get it, if they're still asleep, it's okay, because they are a divine being creating their life path for a particular reason, and we can't judge it. So sleeping people, I think of them like sleeping babies. One day they will wake up in their own divine timing. So I just share love and light. And if they're not hearing it, if they want to, and a lot of times people will not only not hear it, but want to attack you for what you're saying, like, I'm just sharing my truth. I'm not going to stop sharing my truth, but I understand it doesn't resonate with you. It's okay. I just send you love and light. So it's most important in this year is 2020. It's a very important year to keep the vibration high. So there's a lot of information, a lot of misinformation, a lot of false information, but a lot of information coming out online and in the mainstream media. It's, to me, honestly, it's just all false information coming from mainstream media, and they have an agenda. They have a reason for doing that. But more and more people are awakening to the truth. We're just not seeing them on mainstream news. So that's good to know.
Yeah. It's hard for people to get an activation and a transmission of truth that helps them to really see through all this stuff if they don't expose themselves to it. I mean, people fall into sort of a trance, and there's an addictive nature to, you know, television and getting the adrenaline going and describing somebody in a certain way or taking something out of context to the point where that person will be like, oh yeah. Cause it's like gossip. You might not even know a person, and somebody else might say, oh, this or that about them. And before you even meet them, you're going to have a preconceived notion. You're not going to see them as clear as you might be able to see them if you didn't have that gossipy information first. And that's why I've never liked gossip. I've never been a gossiper, because people need to experience each other on their own terms. You know, sometimes there's karma. Sometimes there's just a mismatch of energy. Sometimes two people have their own thing that has nothing to do with the way other people would experience them. And so, you know, and this is the thing, we're learning how to claim sovereignty and personal empowerment and then come together in unity consciousness. If we unify on certain things first, without first knowing ourselves, we can easily fall into the infiltrated parts of certain movements or the parts of, you know, some of these things that can be, you know, detrimental. And so that's what's tough. It's like, there are conspiracies, but that's not a good word. There are hidden truths. There are false flags, but there are a lot of realities too. And they can twist those realities and begin to harvest off of them and siphon off of them, because they change it just enough to not give us the full picture. And that's what the news is and how it's been for thousands of years. I mean, yeah. I mean, I just wish and hope, well, I know it's going to happen. The first thing that you said is exactly what I've been thinking lately, is that there's so much coming to the surface. And when we can't let go of something that doesn't serve us, our immune system does weaken. These masks are weakening our immune system. Anything that we repress or shut down is actually not allowing the flow of energy and prana and our immune system to actually function. And so instead of focusing on great, you know, health and wellness, you know, I mean, we could be hearing about incredible herbs, you know, on the news, things to improve our immune system, ways to counteract any foreign substance or particle in our environment. But exactly. Instead, it's like we're doing things that actually worsen it. We're locked up in our homes, we're wearing masks, and it's all very much, we're being separated from each other, intimidated, yes. And all of this stuff is affecting people's emotional and mental health. And if we don't have strong emotional and mental health, then we're not going to have good immune systems. So it's like really, just not even medicine or solutions that make any sense to a person who is conscious or who understands plant medicines or what it means to have a healthy lifestyle. All these different solutions, I feel, are, you know, making it worse. And so, it's not to say that there isn't, you know, something, you know, out there, but
right.
It's, well,
I think it's an individual.
So detrimental right now in the way that.
Yeah, I think from what I'm hearing from channeled messages is that it's the energies, because it is such, and we're just, I mean, in a few days, we're going to have the summer solstice, which the energy is going to, that's another great time for mass meditation. Now, we did a mass meditation on April 4th at the beginning of a celestial gateway opening. And also they're saying that the energy for June 20th, this coming Saturday, is going to be very strong because of the summer solstice. It's a great time for mass meditation. I plan to be at the lake. Hopefully it's not raining. I'm going to be at the lake. We've been having beautiful weather lately. I'm going to be at the lake meditating most of that day, just sending light, love, and unity consciousness to the world. But it is an individual. See, unity, and that's something I have to say to explain to people a lot, is unity is not sameness. We are unique expressions of the divine, each one of us. So we're not, like you said, you meet a person, and if you hear gossip about them, that might try to paint your image of that person. But when you meet that person, you're like, that person's nothing like that person said, because that person's perspective is totally different, totally uniquely different from your perspective. And that's how we are supposed to be. We are unique aspects of all that is, of the universe, source, whatever term, but it's a uniqueness. It's not a sameness. And some people get that confused. They think unity means sameness, and it doesn't. Unity actually means the opposite. Unity means loving each other for who uniquely that person is. So I love you for uniquely who you are. Then I love the next person for uniquely who they are. So it's not a sameness. It's unity within diversity. That's how we achieve that unconditional love of one another. And we see that other as ourself. So, and I honestly have been on a high since mid-March when I realized what is actually happening. And I don't spend a lot of time, I don't watch news at all, but I don't focus on the negative of what's happening, because I say, I know it's a birthing. It's labor. We're in the midst of labor pains. It's just like you had children, I've had children. And I mean, going through labor is no fun. But once you are holding that brand new baby in your arms, there's nothing more magical. So once we get over that hump of the birthing, and yes, it has to, it has to break up. The old has to break up to birth the new. And so we're in the midst of it. But I see light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm focusing on that light. Yes.
And you have that built into you. And we talked about it a lot in the last show. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's in a perspective that's beyond duality. The thing with duality is there's always an opponent. There's always some kind of competition or need to win. And exactly, oneness is diversity and harmony. We're all different expressions of the Creator. And there's no more superior than the other, but we've been played. We've been socially engineered. The script has been written for us, and we got to break the script and break our attachment to it and say, wait a second, this isn't us, and whoever might be holding those things that are a concern that create, division and separation. First off, we need to have a boundary to them, not allow those particular individuals into our lives if that's what's needed, but to blame a whole race or to refer to one another as just our color, we forget like the soul family, the global.
Oh, are you there? Uh-oh, you froze for a minute. Laura?
Yes.
Oh, you're back. You're back. Yeah, that's okay. You froze for a second, but you're back.
Okay. I don't know what the last thing I said, but anyway.
You were saying a soul, us as a soul family.
Yeah, I mean, we have a connection. So not all souls are going to come from the same soul family.
Right.
But finding soul family is more about resonance and affinity and being on the same wavelength than anything on the outside. And so it just seems like they're creating problems or writing something into a script that doesn't exist in the hearts of many. So we just have to know who is who. Yes, some will need, boundaries too, and others deserve more respect and not to be branded as being a part of something that they're not. And and so I feel like they kind of create the script, put in the trigger words. So these conversations, are very difficult. And if we're going to move to the next level, we have to, understand that we're way more connected than we realize, all coming from, one source. And
yes.
to really like embody the solution like you do and to see things from the higher perspective is basically the task at hand. Yes. If we want to get out of duality and we want to be free of conflict and war, we need to live in more integration and polarity integration. So to constantly beat something and battle something, trying to create change, is not something that works. It's proven in the old paradigm model that never has worked.
Never has worked.
But we don't understand who the real enemy is, who keeps, you know, creating these trigger events that are understandable to react to, but are, you know, constantly trying to rile up and make it worse through funding different things to, you know, bring in a whole other element of chaos.
I'm glad you just said the word funding, because I did learn, like I said, when I first heard of Black Lives Matter and woke, it never resonated with me because it all seemed of a separateness direction for me, and everything for me is unity and oneness. But I just recently, when I say recently, back in March, I learned that George Soros, if I'm saying his name, he funds Black Lives Matter and he funds the woke movement. And I'm like, I'm wondering if people, how many people know this? You know, follow the money, as they say, connect the dots, because his motive is not that he cares so much about the Black community. So I would just invite people to ask the question, why is he funding this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it seems to be all just chaos. And because as long as we're triggered, we're going to go back in times of history where those traumas were really, really strong. Not to say that those things don't still exist in the world, but we've created enough breakthroughs to really build a global family and community that is beyond the things that we've experienced in history, the things that we've been taught, or the things that were engineered into the narrative. Yeah. You know, and then there's the narrative coming through the news, but then there's also funding both sides so that there's conflict, like funding what seems to be the hero or the good movement while also funding the chaos to create the need for a movement. So you got somebody who's actually just funding a false artificial script that siphons people into an artificial timeline, because none of it's authentic. None of it is a huge growth that we need to go through as a humanity. It's being hijacked because that growth is there. We have to remove ourselves from the things that are infecting it and using it and abusing it and say, we're going to starve that, and we're going to continue to focus on these things, listen to one another, face our traumas and the wounds of history, but know that we've been, you know who the real, enemy is.
Exactly.
And if we detach from that and redirect our energy, we were talking about redirecting energy when we were talking about the pandemic before,
right?
You know, and redirect our energy towards the solutions, you know, then most people would be embracing these times like you are. And you do so beautifully, and it's come so natural to you, you know?
I get on my show, well, I just love your energy. I get that all the time. And it's just, this is naturally who I am. You know, it's just naturally me. And since I've been awakened, I don't like the word awoke. I don't. Since I have been awake, it has gotten even more bubbly, my personality. It's just natural. But exactly what you said, it's true. And I do know, I feel so much that we're not seeing. I think if the news, which it won't do, but if the news would show so the people like us that are awake, and how many more people are waking up daily, that people would have a whole different outlook on what's going on. They would see, wow, there is truly a great awakening happening, but they're not seeing that. So the only way to really tap into that is to go within, because that you'll find within, or find we have the internet, find something that resonates with you on the internet that will raise your vibration. Because that's what I've been sharing the past week, how important it is to keep, so if something, information is important, but if the information is lowering your frequency, even if it's the truth, but even if it's low, if it's lowering your frequency, turn it off. Turn off the news, turn off the computer, turn off your cell phone, go outside, and it's, I'm looking at the beautiful sunshine right now. Go outside in nature, take a walk, play with your pet, play with your kids, do something. Write a song, write a book, write a poem, play music, you know, whatever makes your heart sing. And that's what I've been encouraging people to do, to just focus on what makes you happy right now.
We're generating a frequency that feeds into the collective, that helps raise the vibration, that adds authenticity, instead of reacting and responding through our electronics that actually hook us in. And it's not creative. We're not being creative. We're actually being infected. Our creative channels are being infected. And then we're enabling the very things that we don't want, because we're like almost in a state of like immobility, just kind of like waiting for the next thing, or who's going to fix this or save this, when we really do need to detach and generate our own creative power. Because our creative energy, and when we're in joy, it's infused with the codes of ascension. It's infused with, you know, sort of the white blood cells of the humanity and the immune system. It boosts all of that.
Yes.
And we forget so easily where the solutions are, and the amount of time, I don't want to say wasted, but sort of is, on putting our attention on solutions and things that just absolutely don't work. You know, the more this stuff is going to breathe down our neck, and we're going to wonder why, you know, there's more being enforced. I do feel really good about this administration, though. And I mean, it really is. They didn't expect him to win, and they've been trying to get rid of him.
Right.
And the fact that,
And he actually did two things. Like, I don't follow the news, but I know there's two things he did that I give two thumbs up to. He cut off funding to the WHO. Two thumbs up. And he signed an order about all the censorship going on social media. So those two thumbs up. So now that you brought him up, thank you. Great segue. I did start a petition. Actually, the idea I had for this We the People petition came to me the morning after we recorded that first show a few weeks ago. And I'm like, wait a second. There's so many. Now, when I say factual information, I'm like data, that's undeniable data, that COVID-19 is not as bad as mainstream news is making it out to be. So, and our president, President Trump, always talks about fake news. Even I don't watch him much, but I hear that he talks about fake news a lot. If I know the real data, he must know the real data. So I started a petition. It's a We the People petition. And it's basically a petition asking President Trump to hold a press conference just giving the American public the facts about COVID-19 so it can end all this confusion. Because so many people are confused because they're listening to the news. And then when I tell them something, well, this, the CDC, like just 2 weeks ago, the CDC said that the death rate of COVID-19 is 0.26%. That's the CDC website that is saying this. So meaning that it's 99.74% chance if you get COVID that you're gonna die. 99.74%. This is coming directly from the CDC. So this is not something I'm making up, pulling out the air, you know? But of course, mainstream news is not gonna report that data. So things like that, I would just love to see President Trump host a press conference, just saying, well, here's what we found out. Like the Ferguson model, Neil Ferguson model was way off. That's what brought us into lockdown. But that model was way off. And all of this is data that I know if I have access to this data, he has access to this data. So I will have the link to the petition below. It's a We the People petition, just asking President Trump to hold a press conference to help clear up the confusion over COVID-19. And like you said about the mask, I do not wear a mask. I wear a badge that said, for health reasons, I cannot wear a mask because I want to stay healthy. I want to keep my immune system healthy. I don't want to be breathing in my own carbon monoxide. So I don't wear a mask. So yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So all the solutions seem to just make matters worse. And it's coming from a very unaware, unconscious place. I mean, there's no vibe in the CDC or any of these characters that feel like, you know, somebody who's a medicine person, like, you know, like you would see in indigenous cultures or the medicine
man, right.
Or Chinese practitioners or somebody that has real inspiring wisdom about health and wellness. Instead, yeah. It's just creepy. It's like treating us like guinea pigs. It's taking away our ability to listen to our own intuition and say, this is what my body needs. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
You know, and the way the world has been is that it's all about giving our power away. And when we start to become more empowered or more unified as a collective, they have to throw something in to say, no, this is for your own good. And you need to listen to us. And these are the rules. And this is BS. It's like, they're on the planet like we are. What gives them the right to have that authority over us? Well, it goes back to our galactic history, our ancient history, and whatever they've been able to make. I don't know. It's
right.
A long story for
right. I hate you. I also am sensing that they know that their time, their days are numbered.
Oh, yeah.
They know this. They know that. So right now, because they know their time is almost up, they are pulling out all the stops. We're going to throw this at them. We're going to throw mask at them. We're going to throw social distancing. Oh. We're going to crash the economy. They're pulling out all the stops right now.
Murder hornets. It's just one thing after another. It's like they're running. It's like there's an accelerated time.
Yes.
Because they didn't get Trump out and that was their big focus. So then it's like, wow, okay, an election's coming.
Yes.
Let's do everything we possibly can to the point where they're going to run out. Because they're really only repeating things that they've already tried in the past. We've gone through pandemics. We've gone through a lot of this, you know, kind of stuff before. They don't really have anything new. So it's up to us to break the trigger pattern and
right.
not, yeah, like we need to be the wise ones that are like, wait a second, haven't we done this before? Isn't this kind of like personal empowerment, wisdom, knowing how to heal ourselves, knowing how to protect ourselves, knowing
yes.
how to raise our frequency so that
yes.
we can shield it from these kind of things?
Exactly.
I mean, because this is all pulling us back into, I mean, none of it has even ever been healthy. So
exactly.
they really are, you know, in a desperate place.
Yes.
And that's not what you're going to see in the mainstream news. So the mainstream news is still like counting on the loosh it's creating. And it's literally just, it's like treading water before it drowns and it's gasping for air and it's on its way out.
It's on its way out. It truly, so that's another reason I'm celebrating because I realized, okay, it's almost, I don't know if you ever watch The High Wire with Del Bixtree. He's also going to be a guest of mine. He has a great show, but the terminology he used on his show just the other day was the Illuminati of clowns because they're like just doing stupid stuff. It's like, it is like, yeah, and you know, laughter is the best medicine. So when you laugh at them, like, first of all, I know you can't touch me because I'm a sovereign being of light. So you can't, that's their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is for us to all wake up and realize who we truly are. Because then they would be dead in the water. They could not do anything. So, but I know who I am. So I laugh at them now because I'm like, okay, you're trying. Every time they try something, I laugh at it. I'm like, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, laughter is everything. That's
yes.
the laughter they want. They want our fear. And when we give them laughter instead, I mean, that really does counteract these toxic energies.
Exactly. Yes.
And we're in a time on the planet right now that, I mean, the Great Awakening is just, you know, pretty inevitable.
I
mean, for some reason, though, we did agree to this on a collective level.
Yes. Yes, we did.
What it's going to take to wake up, you know, some people to see the ridiculousness of it. Some things will be more proven. I feel the mainstream news will not exist so much anymore, and healing technologies will be, you know, released. But this is the time that people really need to realize what's going on, because if there is a second wave, it hasn't happened yet. And
right.
our thoughts are so powerful. Our ability to hold intent and focus on a creative level and shift things in our favor is available to us. And if we don't get on board and start working together now, it's just more unnecessary suffering. You know, it's like we suffer in when we give our power away.
Exactly.
And of course, there is victimization. I'm not saying there aren't real victims, but we got to take that energy and turn it around. And not let it crush us, not let it weaken us. Because when we're in a survival chakra, we can't think. Our wisdom is like, we can't fully align with it because we're just struggling with just the anxiety and trying to protect everybody, trying to make sure there's enough food on the table. And the miracle vibration's not there because it's the fight or flight. And the adrenaline is going and it's draining the person. But I mean, this is a really incredibly critical time. And so many people are really making these statements very, very clear to people. And there's still just sort of a denial and this lower personality matrix treatment of one another. And it's not even about race. It's, you know, the conspiracy theorists compared to those that, you know, think you're crazy for not wanting to wear a mask and not understanding that people are dying. It's like, yes, we understand that. Don't get me started.
Yes, like, and that's the other thing. You just brought up another great point. You know about what people, and I didn't know this till I did my own homework. Do you know that in this country, for the last 3 years, on average, 250,000 people die a month, not a year, a month. That's the last 3 years. And this year, if you look at the death toll, has not gone up. It's still at the same average it has been for the last 3 years. So I'm not even saying what they died of. I'm just saying the total death rate. And that number blew me away. 250,000 people die every month. And that's a monthly average over the past 3 years. So when people say people are dying, I'm like, when has there been a time that people don't die? And in truth, I look at everything from the higher level. There is no such thing as death. It's eternal life. They just decided to leave this body and go back to spirit and then to select another body or go to another planet, but it's eternal life.
I know we're on this great bigger adventure and the fear of death is how they manipulate people. And we ought to let go of that. I think we talked last time about, you know, have your life review while you're alive, you know, the things that you have to still heal or resolve or forgive or clear yourself of or redeem. I don't know. I mean, that inner work is a priority because we're here for soul development, not to make a ton of money, not to have status, not all this just ego BS. I was just remembering something when you said all that. So I mean, the fear of death and this and that. But what they're sort of predicting is that they're going to get a lot of protesters in the street. There's going to be riots. Everything's going to sort of be nuts. And they've installed enough 5G that when the second wave comes, people are just going to be dropping like flies in the street because there's a 5G connection.
Right. Yes.
And but in 2 weeks, if we notice that hasn't happened, then that's a really good sign.
Right.
Because hopefully Trump, who seems to approve of 5G, is connecting us into the non-weaponized version and the kind that is not at a frequency that's harmful.
Yes.
I mean, you would hope. And I just know that enough people would be working real hard at getting his attention. He's the kind of person that's going to give an expert the time of day, more so than the globalists and the cabal members that he knows who, I mean, he knows who's who.
Yes.
So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, in the next couple of weeks, you know, what happens. We were social distancing and now everybody's in mobs in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. And remember, I think we did talk about the multi-dimensional level of life, meaning we can choose which, as a collective, which timeline. We want to be on that higher timeline. And from my understanding, again, I get all my information comes off planet. I mean, I listen to a lot of channel information. And from what I understand, the COVID-19 was initially meant to be much worse than what it was, and it was neutralized by our galactic brothers and sisters, and they can do the same thing with the 5G. They can neutralize it, like you said, have a version of it that's not weaponized. So from what I heard, you know, galactically, that's what they're working on. They're making sure that the 5G is going to be neutralized. It's not going to affect us the way, you know, the way they want it to, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all good. We're actually, we, from what I'm hearing, we are on a great timeline right now. So I'm believing that even if they attempt to try to do a second wave, so many people will be awake, they won't even go for it. It's like, no, you fooled us once, you're not going to fool us again. We're not doing this a second time. You know? I really believe it can be like that.
Yeah, yep. Me too. Yep. And a lot of people realize they've learned a lot about just the danger of masks and vaccines, because the thing is, even if Trump's not supporting mandatory vaccinations, you might be working for a hospital or a company that requires it, because they have that boss sort of like authority, and then, you know, the mayors and governors and this and that can impose certain things. But I have a lot of clients who are like, I'm not going back to that job because they are going to require me to do this, even though the numbers are going down and it seems like, okay, all these people are in the streets and whatever they were telling us about before is now not being enforced as much, but the protests somehow are being glorified in the news a bit. I mean, I don't watch the news enough, but that's what I've heard.
Right. Well, that's because, okay, so now they're kind of moving past the COVID-19 thing, and they want the riots because that causes division, divide and conquer. So they're like, okay, hey, yeah, let them riot. Let them, you know, fight each other, because that's how we control them, you know? So, yeah.
Seems like the next card to make sure that we stay in this divide and conquer thing. Yes. But a lot of people have been preparing for a second wave, but I think because the funding got stopped and Trump put certain things in place and did certain things in China that were really necessary to do, they realized that the second wave can't happen without that funding, without that support. Even though certain hospitals and places might enforce mandatory vaccinations and tests on a larger scale level, I don't see how the second wave can possibly happen. So they pulled out the riot card and pushing people's buttons about a lot of trauma that we carry in our beings from previous wars of the past.
Exactly.
And they're about to go, I mean, they're vandalizing all sorts of things that go beyond a message that you would think was, you know, true anti-fascism. Like, there's something else there.
Right.
No,
but I truly believe, my heart and soul, we are on an optimal timeline, and that things are going to get actually better from here this year. Okay, we're middle of 2020, and I believe the energy is coming in. Like I said, let me remind everybody to please try to meditate as much as you can on June 20th, Saturday. It's, for me, it's the exact time is June 20th at 5:43 p.m. my time. I will be at my, I talk about my lake all the time. I will be at my favorite spot at the lake. My feet will be on Mother Gaia, grounding into Gaia, and I will be meditating. And I know when you're awake, you know how powerful just one person can affect the entire planet, because we're all that powerful. So it's very important for people. So remember to meditate this coming June solstice. The energies are great. And they are the people that are awakened. They're awakening more people. And the people that are awakened, it's raising their vibration. But those that are not awakened, this high energy is bringing up that stuff that they need to release so they can go up to the next level. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel about everything too. When all this started to hit, I felt so much heaviness in my being. And I was like, God, I just feel, and the virus thing hadn't even begun yet. And I'm just, you know, I'm feeling, that we're where we need to be in order to knock this stuff out. And next year could be incredibly, you know, different in terms of, like, you know, positive waves and breakthroughs, instead of this constant feeling of being knocked down and knocked down. But the thing is, some of us will never, ever be knocked down. We always get back up.
Exactly.
We have that power and ability. And we just have to have the knowledge in place so that we don't become led astray or misguided in our passions.
Yes.
And in, because I mean, that's their tactic, is, you know, push the buttons and then And it's all part of, you know, that timeline beginning with some of these major false flags with 9/11. And the thing with false flags, it's like, it's not saying that something didn't happen. It's not saying that people shouldn't be reacting to what they saw that creates that reaction. But it's like, you know, people exactly need to understand who these players are behind it. And that and those sort of breakthroughs, just that simple breakthrough alone will redirect that energy, because people are so powerful when they're passionate and so powerful when they believe in something. It's like, if we could just make sure it doesn't go to the wrong people and we put it towards building, you know, I know I already said that earlier, we're unstoppable. And right now I feel that the momentum's building and your positive energy is always so refreshing. And I'm so happy you had me back.
Of course. Thank you for coming back. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. No, it is. It's just, and it is my passion just to help, to inspire. And I say inspire because all I can do is ask a person to go within, quiet your mind. We've had a lot more time the last 3 months to go within and ask your own higher self what's right for you. But to find, because it's not going to be found outside of you. The truth is going to be found within. So if people quiet the mind, go within. I've been spending a lot. Actually, this month of June, I'm not working as much. I'm doing less shows. And I'm spending as much time as I can at the lake meditating and just sitting out, love and light. So for those that it seems like they're just not waking up, and I know what we want to do. We want to shake them away, you know, but for them, what we...
Baby.
Yeah. We want to shake them away. But remember, they're sleeping babies, right? Remember, they're sleeping babies, and just send them love and light, because they will see. We think of everything as linear, but it's not truly linear time. It's all happening now. And so when we realize that every divine soul is going to wake up in their own divine timing. So just send them love and light, and, you know, it's all good. So I will have in the video below, I will have the link to the petition, and I will have, what else? There's two things I said I was going to have. The link to the petition. What was the other thing? I can't remember.
Something about the June 20th, the solstice.
Right, the solstice, right. I will have a reminder to meditate. I don't know. There probably will be mass meditations on YouTube or somewhere. I'm not crazy about what they call guided meditations. I listen to high frequency tones when I meditate, and I have that in my headphones when I'm meditating at the lake. But the hearing a person's voice kind of knocks me out of the meditative state. So I rather just listen to the tones and the frequencies. But so I won't be online meditating. I will be at the lake meditating. But I invite a mass, like we had some people say as many as a billion people meditating on April 4th. And that took us to a higher timeline. Let's try to do that again this coming Saturday on June the 20th, because the sun will be at its sending down energy like crazy. So we can use that energy of the sun to magnify our meditation. Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much. You're so wonderful. I love you so much. I so appreciate you coming back on. And yes, things are all good. We're getting there together as a family, as a humanity. We are going through the global shift. We are going to get to the new earth together. I know.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Now, Cher, before you go, please share with our listeners how they can find you, where they can go to find you, and what's coming up for you.
Yes, my website's cosmicgaia.org. I have an online event coming up close to the end of the month with Michael Sala and Dr. Michael Sala and John D'Souza. John D'Souza is a former FBI agent, and Dr. Michael Sala is an author of exopolitical type books. So it's about attention disclosure and exopolitics. And yeah, most things I keep up to date on my website. So.
Okay. Awesome. Very good. And they'll be able to access the link to your website below as well. Okay. Thank you so much. You've been great. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you for having me. Bye.
I love you, of course, always. Bye-bye. Hey, that was another great conversation with Laura Eisenhower. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Also, I wanted to mention, I was thinking about something I had said during the show about how our galactic brothers and brethrens have neutralized the COVID-19. But I also wanted to, when I thought about that after I recorded the show, I don't want people to think that it's up to our galactic brothers and sisters to save us. It's not. They have a policy of non-interference. Basically, when we raise our vibration, they can assist us. The more we raise our vibration, the more they can assist us. But they cannot, it's not about them saving us. We have the power, each of us. It's about taking back our power. We have been giving our power away with fear and thinking that we have no power. But when we awaken to the truth of how powerful each of us truly is, we do not give our power away. We are sovereign beings of light. And our galactic brothers and sisters can only help us if we're willing to help ourselves. So yes, I do believe that the COVID-19 pandemic was intended to be much worse than it actually was. And I believe the virus actually was neutralized by assistance from our galactic team. But that's because we, as a humanity, raised our consciousness enough to get that assistance. So, bottom line, we are all powerful. We have the power. Don't give your power away. Okay. So thank you again for joining me and Laura for that conversation. I want to invite anyone that's interested in a free mentoring session. You can go to my website, awaketooneness.org, email me, and mention that you're interested in a mentoring session, and I will set you up with that. Also, I am hosting monthly Zoom meetings, and it's the fourth Thursday of every month, which will be next Thursday, June the 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're interested in joining us on that Zoom group meeting, just send me an email, and I will send you the link to that. Also on my website, you will find a list of free online events. They're holistic events that help us naturally to boost our immune system, natural ways of staying healthy, especially during this time where everybody's so concerned about COVID-19. We want to do things naturally to help boost our immune system. And you can go, there's over 10 events that you can look through and sign up for any event that interests you, okay? And also, everything I do on Awake to Oneness Radio is nonprofit. Awake to Oneness Radio is a mission and a passion of mine. It's nonprofit. I do everything, you know, from my heart. And so I like to ask anyone who's interested in supporting the show, I'm gladly accept donations. You can pledge $1 to $5 a month just to help support the show. Would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Much love to all of you. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.